It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Political candidates have one more day to persuade you to vote. Both parties are working to bring out their supporters. And in a moment, we'll hear about Republican efforts to keep religious voters. In Missouri, two candidates for Senate got marquee support. President Bush campaigned with the Republican incumbent Jim Talent. Senator Barack Obama campaigned with the Democratic challenger, Claire McCaskill. NPR's Brian Naylor has been covering one of the tightest Senate races in the country.
Last April, I found myself driving the back roads of Missouri behind the big blue RV of Claire McCaskill. Back then, the farmers were in their fields planting and the grass was just turning green. The other day, I was once again following Claire McCaskill's RV. Now there's frost in those fields, but what started out as a very tight race in April is ending in November, still a very tight race.
I am so proud because when the eyes of the nation look at Missouri next Tuesday, they're going to see not Claire McCaskill, but what they're going to see is they're going to see all of you that are out there working for what you believe in, patriotic Americans that know that we can do better in Washington. So let's go get this done and take back Harry Truman and Senate seat.
McCaskill has been rolling up the miles in the traditionally Republican parts of Missouri, rural areas where she hopes to cut into Talent support. After a rally in Springfield, she says it's now all about intensity.
I think there's a few undecided voters, but I think by and large, this is about who's motivated to vote. This is all about turnout. Where is the intensity in this election? Is the intensity on the side of people who want change, or is the intensity on the side of those people who want to hold on to power?
There is certainly intensity at Democratic headquarters in Joplin. At a rally there, school teacher Linda Weaver holds a McCaskill sign above her head. She says she's voting for McCaskill not only because the Democrat supports a state ballot initiative, which would encourage stem cell research.
We have debilitating diseases in our family, and we're an advocate for more stem cell research. So that will be a strong issue, but the war in Iraq, we are definitely tired of it.
I also want to mention to you, we really need your help for the 72-hour campaign. That's the last minute. Get out the vote.
Jackson County Republican Chairman Buck Farrington made a last-hour plea to Talent supporters. President Bush had two campaign stops in southwest Missouri on Friday for Talent. Other GOP celebrities have campaigned, including former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who had a little competition for the crowd's ears at a rally in Independence.
I'm here on behalf of a United States senator who is someone I really, really admire. It's a little different in New York City. In New York City, you hear sirens in the background.
At the rally, Helen Bradford said she supports Talent because he opposes embryonic stem cell research, which she maintains will inevitably lead to human cloning.
What people don't understand on the cloning issue, it is really, when you read the fine print, they say it isn't, but it actually is the same thing as Dolly the sheep.
That evening, Talent appears at his campaign office in Columbia, talking up what he calls his common sense conservative values of the heartland.
I believe marriage is a relationship between a man and a woman, and I supported the marriage amendment.
Volunteers in the office, many of them students from the University of Missouri, are making phone calls on his behalf. But sometimes even a finely oiled machine can stall.
Hi, Roberta. My name is Amanda Buxton, and I am a volunteer calling on behalf of Jim Talent, asking you to go out and... Okay, thank you. She doesn't want to have anything to do with Jim Talent. She's voting for Claire McCaskill. Exact words.
So despite all the millions of dollars spent by both candidates and their supporters on ads, very little has changed in this race since the campaign began. The candidates remain neck and neck in what's possibly the tightest race in the country, and tomorrow it may well be where the intensity lies that determines who goes to the Senate. Brian Naylor, NPR News.